Hello, everybody. Welcome back to A Comedian Called Carl. Drinking coffee. I've had a week off. Some of you might have worked out why. And it's because on the 6th of June, we welcomed into the world the newest member of the clan, Twyla Norris Donnelly. She decided to pop out 2 weeks early, mate. What a surprise that was, I'm going to say. Obviously, there was a chance she'd come early. But every person says, oh, first baby, that'll be late. So you have a due date in mind, and everyone's told you it's going to be late. So we were just not expecting it. I'll give you a quick rundown of events. Saturday morning, Hannah tells me she's feeling something. She and I suspect it's not, you know, it's probably that your body, apparently, as you're getting towards the due date, you can start doing almost like practice contractions. They're called Branston Hicks contractions. We started calling them Branston Pickle contractions because, you know, it's just a bit of fun, isn't it? And we were like, she's definitely having these. Anyway, a couple of hours later, they're pretty strong, but she's still just dealing with them as she deals with everything, which is just way too easily. Like, she just never takes any painkillers for anything. Like, I think she's got a very high pain threshold. Anyway, I downloaded an app to time them just to check what's going on. And first time I timed, basically I timed three of them, and the app said, yeah, you're in labour. So that was that. And then we went to the hospital, and when we called the hospital first, they were like, you're definitely, yeah, they didn't believe, because it's a first baby, they were like, it's obviously somebody just panicking and calling 10 hours before they're actually in labour. Anyway, we ended up going down, and Hannah was very much in labour. So, the joke's on those dumbass midwives. It wasn't actually a midwife, it was like an admin lady. But, long story short, we ended up getting in a lovely little sort of birth suite in the maternity ward. Big room to ourselves, lovely. Lighting changed, you know, so it was like a sort of, felt a bit like a spa, but with some more medical equipment. There was also a little bed and a pool, and I got the hippie tunes on, started spritzing some moonstone spray. Hannah got into a zone, and away we went, man. It's pretty mental. Like, you know, I'm not going to talk too much about it here, I think, because I still need to, I want to compute it, work out, you know, there's bits that I think I've, you know, definitely probably blocked out, and they're under lock and key for me to one day go out into the woods and scream, sort of in a primeval sense, and just let it out, never to be thought of again. There's parts of it that were the most amazing thing I've ever seen. You know, there's parts of it that were actually really beautiful and chilled, you know. To be honest, up until Hannah's waters broke, that was when she was fully dilated, it was fucking chilled. She was so, like, casual about it. Even the, like, the midwives were a bit sort of not, you know, taken aback. At one point, Hannah, like, this was just before her waters broke, she made this guttural moan during a main, big contraction. And she was, like, connected up to a sensor that was, like, wireless. And that was showing on a screen the baby's heart rate, Hannah's heart rate, and the contractions. And I saw the contraction meter go right up. It looked so like a big contraction. And she just did this sort of very low, like, ooh, noise. But you could see it was big. And then the midwife just turned around and went, can I get you any pain relief? And Hannah just really casually went, oh, I'm okay, thanks. And I just laughed. I'm like, I don't really understand how she's doing this. But yeah, so all that was pretty nice and easy. And then anyone who has had a child or has witnessed their child being born and will know, once the waters break and actually get into the final bit, that's when it just gets like animalistic, and it's crazy, mate. I mean, yeah, it's just so, it's so intense. And then it's so intense, and then a baby pops out, and it all goes calm, and it's just the weirdest experience. Then I got to hang around for a good few hours. Sadly, though, they kept in just for a night because of the time, and just wanted to double check everything. I had to go on my own for a day. which was sad. But then they came home, and then this week we have a little baby, and she's lovely. She's really, you know, I mean, we've had two nights where in the evening she's sort of, as an Australian would say, has cracked the shits, which is basically kicking off as she, you know, she's literally just been born, mate. She's trying to work out what's going on, and she's getting used to breastfeeding. So there's a couple of, you know, she basically, it's that thing of newborn babies, you can just see that the moment something doesn't go how, you know, smoothly, they just think, well, I'm about to die and something's going to eat me, so they just go mental. So it's just that thing of, yeah, when you see that, you sort of, it's, you don't get frustrated with them, you just sort of go, right, I get that, I understand. You know, look at adults, mate. I've seen adults get fucking shitty with, you know, get angry when they miss a tube. Can you imagine, you know, a newborn baby thinks they're about to starve to death if they don't latch on first time for a breastfeed. To them, they genuinely think it's life and death. You know, it's important to remember that, I think. Next time you know, get annoyed that somebody pushed in front of you in a Tesco's queue, innit? But yeah, she's lovely. She's really chilled and cute and lovely. And it's nice, man. But yeah, it's very, you know, people aren't messing around when they say about the sleep pattern. You know, it's only been, not even been a week. And you just basically are awake every 2 hours. You know, it's just, it is, you just get into this mad cycle where you're just, you find yourself eating at the weirdest times. And, you know, it was like 4 in the morning the other night and I made Hannah a sandwich. I was like, the fuck? Never made a sober 4 a.m. sandwich before. You know, because I don't work on night shifts. So yeah, it was pretty mental. But it's really like, you know, for the couple of hours she kicked off on, what was it, last night? And the day before, she got just a little bit ratty a few times when the breastfeeding was sort of, you know, she couldn't work it out, essentially. And she just kept sort of, you know, understandably, you know, anyone who's ever been in any situation where you had to fiddle with a booby, you'll know, mate, they're not uniform things. You don't just crack them straight away. It takes years to learn what to do with a boob. Speaking as a father, no, it's a, yeah, she's just, you know, she just got a bit upset, and they're the bits, it's hard, isn't it? You just watch them crying, and you know you're trying, and you just know that they're just in a bit of a state. But apart from that, I'd say generally 90% of the time so far she's been chilled and nice and alert, and she sits there looking around, really. She's a big fan of this long sleeve t-shirt I've been wearing on and off this week, because obviously personal hygiene goes out of the window in the first week of having a newborn baby. I look like my beard and my hair have grown like 2 months worth. It's insane. I shaved my head and my beard, I think, last Thursday, and I now look like Robinson Crusoe. But yeah, she's you can see that she's really noticing the difference in shades. You know, so this top I've got, it's got this bit of a French vibe. It's got very dark red stripes horizontally, and it's white. It's got, sort of feels a bit muslin-y. And yeah, if I've got holding her and I've got that on, she just stops and just stares at it. Really sort of, you can see she's sort of interested in the difference between those two colours. Apparently they see in black and white at this point. So yeah, so it probably just looks like a black and white striped top. But yeah, that's if you're easily entertained, as newborns are, that's fun, isn't it? Don't get me wrong, I'm sure down the line she might want some slightly more advanced entertainment. Not going to be busting out my shirt when she's 15 and bored, you know what I mean? Trying to get her to have a look at a French long sleeve t-shirt. What I'm saying is, that's what I've been doing all week, mate. before I give you the update, I'm alive. Hannah's alive and well. The baby is alive and well. That's all that matters, isn't it? And we are having nice times. And a couple of slightly tough moments. Thanks for everyone who messaged me in the run-up to it, giving me little thoughts and tips and advice. Feel free to keep them coming. You know, this is a steep learning curve we're about to venture into. You know, obviously newborns are tricky, but then they get harder, innit? Once they can start moving around, you've got to worry about plug sockets and stuff. Once they're teething and they start going mad and, you know, it's quite daunting. But it's also, I can totally see what people will say when they say, like, you'll feel things you never thought you'd feel, or you didn't know what it would feel like. I probably don't sound, my tone of voice probably doesn't portray that. That's just exhaustion. But it's pretty, emotionally it's very overwhelming. I've had moments where I've just sort of felt utter happiness and joy and peace and calm. It's lovely. Anyway, I thought I'd just quickly check in to tell everyone that that's what happened. And who knows how regular this is going to be for the time being. I reckon I can probably have a well-deserved couple of weeks of it being fairly irregular due to circumstances. But thank you for listening. I hope you're all well, and I'll speak to you soon. Cheers.